This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. This November, Battle Creek voters will elect 9 city commissioners, but those elected this year might serve a 3-year instead of a 2-year term. While Battle Creek, like Kalamazoo and Portage, currently holds city elections in odd-numbered years, a vote could be taken next week on moving the elections for Battle Creek City Commission to even-numbered years. Battle Creek Inquirer government reporter Jennifer Bowman has been covering this story and joins us via Skype. Thanks for being with us, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Give us the basic argument that someone would make or has been making for moving Battle Creek City Commission elections to even-numbered years.
It boils down to 2 arguments anytime you see this proposal come up. One, there's a chance that it could increase voter turnout because it would be in state elections and presidential elections, and it could save money without having to run in those odd years in election. So the city of Battle Creek says you could save anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 in election, because that's about how much it costs to have a city commission election on its own. And right now, our voter turnout rate is about 8 to 9%. It's been in the high single digits.
And are there concerns about moving city elections, and if there would be some downsides to it?
Yeah, some of the concerns that came out in the workshop when they discussed this the first time was when you are in an even year, you are running against all the other elections. So there was the concern that perhaps there wouldn't be a focus on the city commission elections, or a concern that maybe they wouldn't even get to the bottom of the ballot to fill out their picks for city commission. And then something that was raised by Commissioner Andy Hembold at the meeting was a concern that maybe because you're going to be up against presidential and state elections, that even though the city commission is nonpartisan, perhaps there might be this consideration of partisanship if the city commission elections were to happen on even years.
So I mentioned at the beginning that if you win in November this year for a Battle Creek City Commission seat, and assuming this change goes ahead, then we're talking about a 3-year term. Is that how the transition then would basically work?
Yeah, they're looking at, so if you're elected in November of this year, you would serve a 3-year term. Now, if they wanted to do any other changes, they would have to open up the city charter, and I'm not sure if there's a willingness to do that. But the plan would be to do the 3-year term to get you on the even year, and then without a city charter change, it would go back to 2-year terms.
You just mentioned that there about the city charter. Is there any talk there, other commissioners are talking about anything else that they want to do via city elections at the moment?
Certainly, Battle Creek has always mulled the idea of directly electing its mayor. Right now, the commission elects among itself a mayor and a vice mayor, and that's done annually, despite city commissioners being elected every 2 years. There are also talks about maybe looking at wards and at-large seats and maybe doing staggered terms. But this was all kind of put, you know, thrown out there in the discussion of changing to even-year elections. And when it was brought up by the city attorney that these things would require a city charter change, there didn't seem to be much of a unanimous thought process on that. I think a lot of people recognize that that would require a lot more work, and they'd be getting into a lot more than just the simple discussion they were there for that day for even year elections.
Is there a desire to make this change, if it's going to be made, with some advance notice so that someone who wants to run for Battle Creek City Commission this year understands that they would be running for a 3-year term, at least this time around?
Yeah, they were really mindful of that. They wanted to be pretty mindful of when this public hearing and when this vote would be and when petition packets were available. And those can be picked up June 5th. And what they're hoping, there's discussion about maybe a handout when someone pulls a packet to have them understand that this is a unique year if this passes. And city commissioners have been pretty vocal about letting folks know that this will be on the city commission agenda, that this is something that's being considered. And they certainly don't want there to be any misconceptions about why there's going to be a 3-year term. They want to be as transparent with it as possible. That's certainly the message they were trying to communicate at their workshop.
And it's on the agenda for Tuesday?
It is. You'll see a public hearing and the resolution. At both times, the public can comment their thoughts on that, and they also have general public comments. So what they're hoping is to hear from residents, they say, on the issue.
Right now, is there a strong sense of how the commission breaks down here? Does it seem like this has broad support?
It seems so. A lot of them were pretty convinced with just the cost savings. Mayor Dave Walter said at the workshop that one of their biggest responsibilities is being mindful of tax dollars and the budget. And the fact that if there is an even year election, there could be better coordination among the city clerk's office and the county clerk's office for elections, and that, you know, you could save $25,000 to $30,000. To some of them, they said just it seemed like a no-brainer. Of course, there were the concerns raised about partisanship, about maybe a decreased focus on the city commission race, but there didn't seem to be strong opposition to this change either.
Well, let me ask you about another story which recently came up for the Battle Creek City Commission. The commissioners deadlocked on an ordinance regarding livestock in the city. If this had passed, or if it were to pass at some point in the future, what exactly would it do?
So the proposal had been discussed for more than a year now. There have been discussions on whether to allow urban livestock. And the discussion has always been around hens, goats, bees, and rabbits. And so they would base how many animals you could have. It's based on your property size, from anywhere from as small as 50,000 square feet to more than an acre. And they used animal units. There were setback requirements, shelter requirements, but essentially what this would do is allow urban farming in residential neighborhoods in places that were not zoned for agriculture. And it tended to be backed by those who wanted to see an opportunity to raise their own, food, know more about the food process. And they also claimed that there would be economic benefits to the city with this. And opponents, of course, were pretty vocal about their concerns about animal controls capabilities, the potential for increased abuse of animals. And ultimately, it failed last week.
But it was a 4-4 vote. It actually tied. And you told us in your story that this doesn't necessarily guarantee that the issue is going to go away, because some commissioners did signal a desire to revisit the proposal. So what could happen next?
Well, there was the desire from some commissioners that, Commissioner Mark Banky, for example, said he'd like to see some kind of compromise to see this happen, since so many people had come out, whether they were for it or against it. What exactly they'd be interested in seeing in the ordinance, however, was not as clear. Those who were for it were certainly for it, and those who were against it had, said that they heard from many residents who didn't want it. They did a lot of research over the past year, looking into other ordinances, the animal units, use of it. So it remains unclear what exactly could be put in that ordinance to sway any of the elected officials' minds. But just because an ordinance hasn't been, it was unsuccessful in being introduced, does not prevent it from it being proposed again. And, we're also very close to potentially a different set of commissioners come November. So I think it would always depend on kind of the temperament and the desire of who's sitting in that seat.
Jennifer Bowman, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bowman is the Battle Creek Inquirer's government reporter. She joined us via Skype. Links to her stories on the Battle Creek City Commission can be found at battlecreekinquirer.com and through links at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.